best is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Auntie Kwana,
yeah.
This is one of the songs that I also did last weekend at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to stop talking about that. I'm going to annoy you with it.
I actually had fun at the One Economy Youth Opportunity Market Day.
Aha.
And when I tell you,
yeah,
the kids of Karatura,
yeah,
have a lot of talent.
Yeah. No. What? What? Whoa.
Yeah, so yeah. Someone did challenge me to dance, and I'm like, Auntie doesn't do that.
But you ended up suckering.
Yeah.
Did the knees,
and then
the
when knees I try to get up, my knees are like, I'm just like, oh, I should have known. But yeah,
I did it. And that was last week Friday, wasn't it?
Last week Friday,
okay,
yes.
Okay, now shout out to the One Economy Foundation. Man. Always, they are really, really doing amazing things in the community.
Yeah.
It's 9:09 right now, Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Shekwan, you know every Friday, right? Every mm-hmm. Friday, mm-hmm. we talk about Do This Thing once.
Yes.
Right, we do this thing where we bring in people that we gossip about. Yeah, people that are in our WhatsApp groups. With my boys, with my family groups, whatever, all the scanner. We do this thing where we say, listen, why not have these newsmakers?
Yeah.
People that we see in the newspapers in studio. Mm. Why not have people that we see on TV in studio? People that we see, competing internationally, you know what I mean? Carrying the land of the brave on their back.
Yeah.
And we said, listen, today is the day that the good Lord has made that we're going to bring in the daughter of the great Daniel Haitembu.
Mm.
Today is the day that we're going to bring in the current national champion.
Yep.
Today is the day that we're going to bring in one of the fastest women in the country.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help us make noise for Dawana Haitembu.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am good. Thanks. How are you guys?
Good.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a warm welcome.
I mean, listen, this is what we do.
This is what we do, man.
This is what we do. We celebrate our own, and there was just no way we're not going to celebrate you, Dawana. I have to ask this,
yeah.
Right? Were you surprised that we reached out to you?
Initially, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, this interview has been long overdue, and finally, we are getting it done.
Here we are, yes. But I honestly just have to ask you. You know what? I'll leave this one. I'll leave this one for the end of the conversation. Actually, yeah.
All right.
So, but also when NSK reached out to you, what came to mind? Was it I'm excited, or was it should I be scared?
Okay, because at that point, you know, I was still in my season, so I was busy here and there. So I was like, okay, will I be able to make it? So I was a bit nervous initially because, you know, I hadn't done any, you know, interviews, so to say, at the beginning of the year, the time he reached out. So I was like, should I really be in the spotlight at this point?
Mm.
But, you know, it was okay. I was excited.
Now, we make it our business to identify.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, to identify
uh-huh.
and to bring them in studio. Because I'm sure no one has sort of having you and hearing your story, but at the same time, it's like, Mara, who's the one?
Who's the one? Yes,
you know what I mean.
So you know where I actually noticed you? It was at the MTC. We raised something relation.
We raced together.
NSK was hosting that event, but I was there part of media, and you guys did. I think it was the last leg, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you. This girl's left those old people behind.
Who were your teammates? Because you guys embarrassed
Yes, you guys were four, right?
Yeah, so it was me, Nandifaz, Johanna, Lutheres, and Hanganeni Fikunawa.
Okay, okay.
So I just remember it was the last, the sort of like the last race.
Yeah.
And the girls just came through with so much fun. Because first I was like... These girls.
The way
they got on the track, I was just like, you know what? It's giving. It's over.
It's over.
Don't even try.
Yeah.
You can give up now.
As we're racing with time here, we need to catch a time.
And they came out, man.
Yeah.
So tell us where your love for running actually came from.
So actually, I've been running my entire life, you know. My father, my late father, was an athlete, the previous 400-meter record national holder.
Come on.
So, you know, the love came from there as well, you know, and just being in school from primary school, kindergarten, I've always been competitive.
Yeah.
You know, even just with my own cousins at home, you know, I made sure that, you know, I showed them flames, and you know, they, right? They could already see that I'm really my father's child, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The love came from there, and you know, my mom also made it a priority to ensure that I remain in athletics and,
yeah, yeah,
you know, pursue my father's dream that he had for me, because he initially wanted to know to be my coach as well.
Mm.
And yeah, I believe that's where it came from.
And obviously, and it's a beautiful thing when the family supports your dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it? You know what I mean? Because it's so, this is not one of those situations where you wanted to pursue your dream, but then the parents are telling you, or the powers that be are telling you, no, you must focus on, and you may not. And
you must be a doctor.
You must be doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, teacher. If not, you are excommunicated from the family.
Yeah, yeah.
So they really supported you in that regard,
very
isn't
much.
It?
Very
okay.
Much.
Now, tell us about your high school into university journey. Mm-hmm. Where exactly are you from?
Okay, so I am from the north, the northern region, Oshana specifically.
Where specifically?
I'm from Epalela.
I'm asking this, you know why? A lot of my brothers and sisters from the north, when you ask them where they're from, Omsati region, Ambra. Is it Omsati's way now? Is it Omfia?
Yeah, where? Huh? Give us the
okay,
example.
Where? We want, you know what I mean? So, where? Yes.
Okay, so currently it's yeah. Omsati, that's in Otapi, Epalela. So I'm
yes,
in between
yes,
there.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I attended high school, primary school in Oshana region.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then moved to Kavango East, where I attended at Rukonga Vision School, the mighty Rukonga Vision
that's
School.
That's a powerful school. Yeah, we know.
And this is now where you met Beatrice
yes.
and so on. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we were competing together in Rundu because, you know, I'd usually go out for, you know, tours and all that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, compete regionally. So at the end of the day, when they compile the list and all that, then we have to travel to Windhoek. So we were teammates, so to say.
Basically,
and that's how
yeah.
we met.
Is that a big culture, by the way, in Rundu? Just like the competitive nature of athletics?
Yeah. yeah. Rundu,
I think academics.
Rundu.
Yeah. And athletics.
Yes, very much. Yes. Very much, yeah. So it's very competitive, and you know, it's just a matter of, you know, identifying these talents and, you know, grooming them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but one thing is that the talent that side, it is real. You know?
Okay. Now, you are one of very rare people, because, you know, like, you know, us, Shekwan and I, we made our mistakes in our lives. We knew exactly what we wanted to do with our lives, but we ended up studying things that we'd, for instance, like myself, did HR, hated it, dropped out.
Yeah.
And this is where I wanted to be. I always knew that. But you followed your path and your passion, and you're doing sports management now. Are you still doing it? Are you finished with it? Or how's that journey going?
I graduated.
You graduated?
You graduated, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you are done with that. You got your papers. What's the plan now?
So I'm currently working at the Namibian Sports Commission.
Uh-huh.
So I currently am, yes.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's,
I mean...
Do you know what, Ne? I actually want to know, apart from, you know, just being influenced by your father and so forth when it comes to sports in general, just athletics, what made you actually pursue this degree itself?
Yeah, sports management, no else.
So I wanted
to... even know we have that in Namibia.
We have that, yeah. We...
You know, it's funny how, you know, that time in grade 12 when you're still deciding on what to apply for.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, at first I was like, okay, I'm going to be an architect. And I was like, no, I don't think this is for me. I went to accounting, you know, just trying to make up my mind and all that. But there was a day, a specific day, I got into the library and, you know, the prospectus.
Yes.
Where they usually.
Yes.
So I found that. And then I was just looking through it. When I saw sports management, I was like, oh, well, this is what I want to do.
This is what you want to do.
It was kind of like a last minute decision. But the moment I saw it, I was like, this is what I want to do because it's intertwined, it's linking what I do, meaning I'll get to understand what I do as an athlete, you know,
in
a deeper level and all that. So the moment I saw it, I didn't even look back. I, you know, informed my mom and all that, and she supported it fully.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, go for what you want. You know?
I'm happy that you mentioned her dad, the late Abudi Daniel. Was there ever pressure that you felt, you know what I mean, even now in your career?
That's true.
Because I'm sure everyone makes that reference wherever you go. You know what I mean? Ah, it's Daniel's lady dinner, man, you know?
Yeah.
do you feel that pressure? I'm just saying, look, my toppy held this record for such a long time. I need to emulate his name and his reputation and his great stature. Do you ever feel that?
I did back then, but then the fact that I do not do the same event that he did, which is the 400, I don't feel so much pressure. But just being his daughter, you know, it's not so pressurizing, because all I want to do at the end of the day or throughout my career is to, you know, make sure that he is, you know, glorified, that he is proud of me, that he sees that his talent actually, you know, I pursued what I wanted. I followed his footsteps, although not doing the same event.
Yeah.
So all I want to do is, you know, to make him proud and all that. So I don't feel any pressure at all, because it's basically just me and my promise to him to, you know, to make him proud, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you and your family or your bloodline for you, Dawana, to make it?
It means quite a lot. You know, you'd find that when we are, you know, on family gatherings and all that, my uncles would be like, are you still running? You know, just trying to make sure, because they know that, you know, they've seen it from a young age, how I was leaving. My cousins were even older than me. They've seen the passion from such a young age. So making it, you know, when I make it, that means that they've also made it. You know, they'll have that sense of pride. And in fact, they already have it, because they've seen how much I've grown, how much I've followed this passion, and how much I've achieved so much. So, you know, they can only be as excited as I am for what the future holds, for how I'm yet to progress and even do more.
Do more.
I think that's powerful, man.
Absolutely. And you know what? You speak so well.
Thank you.
It's very captivating, actually.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what I want to know is, where do you see yourself? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to thrive? On which stage do you want to get to thrive and make a name for yourself? Because you are so talented and you can genuinely go so, so far. Mm.
So I see myself, you know, the Olympic dream is one dream that every athlete wants to, you know, achieve or realize. And I also see myself, you know, at the Olympics, competing at the Olympics, and not only competing, but, you know, on that podium as well. So I see myself winning to that level. I see myself partaking in, you know, Diamond Leagues, international competitions, so many of them that, you know, I get to use my talents to not only, you know, make a name for myself, but also to glorify God who has given me the talents that I use today. So, you know, I am looking forward to, you know, making it out there.
Yeah.
I can listen to this woman the whole day.
Yeah. Oh, there too.
I mean, wow. Look, listen. Mm-hmm. You see what she says, Shikwan?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be on the podium.
Yeah.
She wants to win.
Yeah.
Dita, that's all I've been saying. If you go internationally, if you're going to represent the country, go there with
that
some spirit, bruh. Yeah. Go there with some, on the semi brew.
I'm here. Yeah,
Hagi is a light year kyong.
Not only to compete.
But to win.
To win, absolutely.
Who do you badly want to beat internationally? Who do you look at and you're like, I'm coming for you?
Yeah.
So I do not really see other athletes as much as they are, you know, competition. I feel like, you know, races, especially in athletics, it's, you know, an individual kind of thing. So the person I want to beat is myself. The person I want to beat is who I was before that. Yeah. The person I want to beat is the time, you know, the time on that clock, because after all, we run for the time, we chase after the time. So my competitors will basically just be people who will help me, you know, achieve that, help me achieve the time that I want to run.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as, you know, they are competitors, they are also people that help you realize a dream that you have. Because without them, you know, there's no one else to push you in that race. So as much as they are competitors, they are also, you know, driving factors in achieving, you know, a certain time that I want to run.
So the stage is set, Shikwan.
Yes.
Under 20 world champs, you know, and here's our girl. You know, in the 4x100 meter, and she's getting ready. She stretches, and the gun goes off.
All I hear is this: Dawana in lane 4 from Nambia.
No, not even Dawana. Endwana.
They mispronounced
from Nambia.
Oh my gosh! That feeling, dude. Yeah. Walk us through that.
So, you know, the under 20s were quite, let me say, complicated, you know, event that I took part in, because just the day before, the event, I got injured. I fell. So my arm was kind of, let's say, dislocated a bit, you know. But the thing is now, I had to remain to keep my cool, you know. And I mean, no one knew this except everyone that was there, my teammates, your team, my coach, that I had to run with an injured arm. Like, I could literally not move it. That's why you see that even in my race, I kind of, you know, felt so uncomfortable. But, you know, I had to get it done because at the end of the day, I cannot come all the way to Kenya and not compete.
Not compete,
so I had to, you know, just get myself together and the word just is kukut. Remain. Yes,
kukut. You must kukut.
You must kukut.
You know, and run through it.
Takes a lot, takes a lot.
You know, it was actually my first international competition. Yes, the under-20s. So it was quite nerve-wracking, honestly. Mm. You know, being at the stadium and all eyes are on you. And, you know, we're running with my friends, Beatrice and Christine, and they're Olympians, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the focus is on Namibia. So it was very nerve-wracking. And the fact that I was at the start, that was so... Because the thing is, it starts from you, the starter. You know, it's you that, you know, here's the go, the gun. So you need to ensure... I had to ensure that I hear the gun. I do not go before it, but only... after
when
it
goes
shot,
off,
so that I don't do a false start. So all those starts were, you know, all over my head. So
because it's a straight disqualification, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think even before the race, someone did, you know, false start, and I was just like,
The nerves.
So yeah, as a starter, it was such a bad position to be in. Honestly, that's why I don't like starting that much. But I am now, you know, experienced in that.
Which leg do you normally
run? I'm usually on the back straights or on the finish.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Like, it was so nerve-wracking, but, you know, I still had to get things done. You know, they even zoomed me with a button, and I was just there.
I have
my
to watch
hand
this.
Was shaking.
I think that race is actually on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is. Oh,
and they're showing me there with a... And then even before that, before I got into my blocks, I think I stumbled, and then I'm just like, Tawana, get yourself together, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually the gun went off, and, you know, we did the things to be done.
Showtime.
Come
baby.
On.
Yeah. And the moment I handed over the button to Beatrice, I was like, just get
let's
it.
Go,
just get
let's
it.
Go.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was there jumping, just jumping, you know, so excited to see them, you know, run so fast.
Yeah.
And then Christine, it was
the finisher,
so, it was just so amazing. It was
man,
so amazing.
Dawana, I swear to you, you are an inspiration, I promise you, to every single athlete, especially the young ones that are coming up right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, my goodness, coming from, you said the Oshana region, right? What was the village again, sorry?
Epalela.
Epalela, yeah.
Imagine a kid from Epalela hearing this.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
It's possible. But here's the thing. We are not the biggest breakfast show in the country for nothing.
What are you guys cooking?
Be scared.
You'll find out soon. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
I had nothing to do with it. Please. It's not my idea. No.
9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Dawana Haitembu in the studio.
Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Then say hello. FreshFM.com.na. Click on the contact tab and then select advertise with us and grow your business with us.
That's right. This is the most lucrative place in the country in terms of advertising. Here you will get results. Yeah, if you advertise here, you will see results. It's that simple. 9:28 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We have Osi Dawana in studio. Haitembu, that's the current national champion, the daughter of the later, great Daniel Haitembu. Yes, she does not mind that. She loves her father. She finds inspiration that's from her father. And she's doing this not only for herself, but also for the family bloodline.
Yeah, and the legacy, man.
And the legacy, yeah.
So... what is the one thing that you miss the most that he always said to you? The one thing that you always remember, like before a race or maybe even just going through life, something that he said to you that was just, you find comfort in that.
Okay, so unfortunately he passed on while I was quite young. I think I was one. So I didn't get to know him that much. But, you know, my mother always made sure to, you know, to tell me, to reassure me of what he said about me. You know, that's why now she told me of things like, no, he wanted to be your coach. You know, he loved you so much as, you know, you didn't get to experience it. You know, and, you know, growing up, I'd always wonder, like, how he was, who he was as a person. But through what I've heard from people, especially my mom, it gave me that, you know, that comfort, that assurance that I was deeply loved by him.
Let me ask you this, right? Mm. In those family albums.
Yeah.
Judging from his swag.
Yeah.
Was he a Chester or was he very serious with his go about things?
Yeah.
I know he was very stylish. He was very stylish. A fashionista for that matter. His fashion, it was on point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaquan,
yeah.
You see this thing that we do, you know, on Fresh Breakfast, where we bring in the biggest superstars, the newsmakers. We really just want to make sure that our guests understand that they appreciate it.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yes, yeah. Every single guest that we've had are on a quest for something. They're chasing something that's going to benefit the country one way or another.
Mm.
And we are here for that. Mm-hmm. Okay? You are on an incredible quest, and we do see you on that international stage. So, yes,
absolutely.
We are going to try our best to motivate you. You know what I mean? If you, of course, we will never know what you were going through in the last 2 or 3 weeks or months or whatever.
That's true.
And if you're on the verge of giving up or whatever, perhaps this is going to be that catalyst that will inspire you to keep going and chase that. Is it
1107
yesterday? Okay. We've got a little something here
for you. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can.
We've got a little something here for you, Dawana. Hold on, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got you. And bam.
Hi, everybody there from Fresh FM. It's wonderful to talk to you. And I'm so excited about this wonderful girl, Dawana Hetebo, that's currently there in your studio. Dawana, I think you are a wonderful athlete. And you know you are very close to my heart. And you are our national champion. And I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of your hard work. And it is so special to just say I know you. And I just wish you a wonderful season for 2024. And we will be watching you as Namibians, proud Namibians.
Yeah.
And enjoy the journey. Have a nice one. Thank you, everybody.
Tell us about that gentleman.
Coach Henk Botha.
Yeah.
So, you know, I regard him as my coach as well. You know, he first coached me or accompanied me on a trip, the one to Kenya, the under 20s.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know, he's been so amazing. He's been like a father to me. You know, he's so loving. And as much as he's a coach, he also has that side of, you know, that fatherly love. And, you know, as he even mentioned it, that, you know, I know that he loves me so much. So, you know, he's been quite motivating, you know, he's inspired me as well, and he's, you know, built me up as well, you know, on my journey. Despite him not being my daily coach, he's played a role in, you know, my athletics journey.
It's fantastic, man. He's done amazing work, and if he has influenced you in any way, man, listen, we cannot wait for you to testify one day that I just had a random conversation with NSK and Shaquan in the studio. And here I am with my gold medal on this podium for Namibia.
So here's the thing, right? In our digging, we also uncovered that one of your favorite artists is Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm. That was in the past, though.
Not anymore. But it still holds a dear. Like, there's still certain songs that I dear to you. Or unless it takes you back to that unnecessary breakup, stress.
Not even. What she's saying is I'm too focused on my athletics.
Yes.
I don't talk to boys.
None of that. Okay. But you know what? Again, biggest breakfast show in the country. We decided to bring in one of our superstars here. Abudi Arthur. Arthur Main. Grip the mic there, my guy. What's happening, player?
All good, how are you?
Yeah. So we brought in Arthur here just to do a little something for you because we wanted to just to demonstrate how much we appreciate you and how much of an asset you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
To everyone. Okay. Arthur, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Antiquana is ready with the visuals also.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Arthur, the floor is yours for Dawana.
Dawana, this one's for you. Cause it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, would you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Because you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Right here.
Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, losing self-control. And deep down I know this never works. So would you lay with me so it doesn't hurt?
Diana, you must know the lyrics.
I do.
Oh, won't you?
Won't you sing with him?
Stay with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're all I need.
Oh, yeah.
And this ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Come on.
I do.
So you sing?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
what? Thank you so much, Arthur.
Thank you so much, Arthur.
Big shout out to Arthur, man. He's going to be in studio in a couple of minutes from 10 yeah. until 1.
No, but apart from that, also partner, wow. You know what? Yeah. Maybe the two of you can actually collaborate on something because Arthur and his band, The Yesterdays, are actually having a show tomorrow evening.
Yes.
Arthur, tell us about what's happening, man. Where do we come and support you?
Well, thank you guys so much. We are playing at a place called Sweet Side of Things. It's a new donut cafe that opened in Independence Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're partnering with Secret Sunrise Namibia. And
yeah.
These are the guys that have like the silent discos with the headphones and stuff.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd bring something new and have a live music, live show. But the experience is very personal because the headphones are on.
Only yeah,
and
yeah.
And we get
yeah.
to hear the different dynamics with reference to the music. So it's going to be really nice. $120
Namibian
dollars for the ticket. You can get that in web tickets. Or you can, you know, call Arthur and then also I'll come to your house and give you a ticket.
Right? Yes, absolutely. So now I'm going to pull up, man. I don't know. You might do something together. Thank you so much, Arthur.
Donna, what are your final words, dude? Mm. Just as we usher you out of the studio, us demonstrating to you that we've got our eyes on you and we are rooting for you.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. You guys have been so amazing, you know, so welcoming, yeah. and you've made me feel at home,
yeah.
you know. And I'll definitely be back here Woo-hoo. With okay. a medal.
Come
you know?
Yes, Lord.
Okay, so I'll definitely be back but here yeah. with you guys, you know, to celebrate, you know,
yeah.
you know, because what has been spoken about here will be done, you know. So I am looking forward to seeing you guys again.
Yeah.
And Arthur, thank you so much for the beautiful song. You have such an amazing voice.
He
You're
does.
So talented.
He even oh, put yeah. on the sexy one for your husband.
Yeah, you see, yeah, yeah.
What do you think you are? Jokes.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you are more, you, honestly, genuinely, just you're welcome.
Yeah.
We wish you nothing but the best. We see the light in you. We see the talent in you. We see how great you can be and you are going to be. Mm. Remember everything that we've spoken here. It's, you know, the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. And it will definitely come forward for you, honestly.
All right, cool. Mm. That's the one I had, Tembu. Our spotlight for today. This conversation will be up on our website pretty
yeah,
soon.
Absolutely.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere.